This is what your president and your vice president, this is what they did when they campaigned. They said, hey, come on over.
Come on over, baby.
Yeah, they said that to these people. And the people were like, okay, I'm going to do that.
When they have a press that will not push back and demand answers except for one lonely Peter Ducey.
Right.
I mean, they're just getting off scot-free.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Hey, y'all got any more of that common sense?
You ready? How you doing? You good?
Doing good. I'm doing good in the hood. Let's do it.
I'm glad you're in a good mood because we're going to be talking about the border today. And so by the end of this conversation, you probably won't be in a good mood.
Nope. I'm going to be so mad.
Before you get mad, though, can we talk about one more good thing, which is my Patriot Supply?
I love my Patriot Supply.
See, that puts you in a good mood, right?
Yeah, it does because I feel like I'm doing something for my future. Listen, I've never been really good about saving money, you know, but what I can do is save food. And this is
so opposite for me. I am like not good at saving food at all. I eat it all.
But you're good at saving money.
I'm pretty good at saving money.
Right. But I can save food. I can like stock it away. I like stockpile it. I have it in my little now I have it in my little container. And food shortages are like, that's one of the biggest things, the biggest problems that we face right now as a country. In addition to like all the problems
right,
that we have going on in the world. But I mean, I feel like it's really super important for even people who aren't preppers to buy some sort of a food supply, right? Like a long-term storage emergency food supply. And really from my Patriot Supply is who they should be buying it from. And they should store it away because you just never know what's going to happen. You don't have to be a prepper, but I'm just saying it helps to even have like a little bit of a mindset, just a shred of a mindset of a prepper.
Well, and it's good because you don't, like, if you're a person who just hates to see things go to waste, and so that's one of the reasons that you haven't put food into storage of any kind. That's what's so great about the four-week emergency kit from My Patriot Supply is that it can last in storage in their containers for 25 years. You can just get it and then forget it
until you
absolutely need it.
That's amazing because I will probably die way before then.
Now, obviously, the banana chips will not last that long because they get into my belly.
That is true. They won't last that long at Mock's house. That is very true. If you get one of their kits, it'll give you 2,000 calories a day of breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks. This is everything. Mm-hmm. Every single thing that's enough for 4 weeks per person. So you got to order enough for everybody in your family. I mean, unless there's somebody in your family you don't like.
Right.
If you get enough for everybody in your family, you're going to save $50 off each four-week kit if you go to preparewiththechicks.com.
Preparewiththechicks.com. All right. Let's turn that happy face upside down, shall we?
Let's do it. I can't wait to do it. What are we? We're talking about the border because there's obviously like a huge humanitarian and what I think is a national security crisis at our border.
I'm so interested that you use the word crisis because that continues to be a word that is heavily avoided by this administration, including the very man in charge of DHS. So I have a clip to play you. And it's going to blow your mind because CNN's Brianne Kyler or Keller or whatever her name is actually kind of doing some journalism, which is not like her.
No.
So she tries to press him on whether or not what we're seeing in all of this drone footage is, in fact, a crisis, which anyone with normal brains and eyes knows very well is a crisis. Check this out.
As you are looking at these scenes and you were there, is this a crisis?
Let me share with you quite clearly. It is heartbreaking to see because what we are seeing is vulnerable individuals having been deceived by smuggling organizations and misinformation take the perilous journey north when we have been quite clear that it will not be successful and that is not what they should do. It is heartbreaking to see these individuals. It is a human tragedy, and we are addressing it as best we can under the laws that we are employing now.
This is something we haven't seen before. This camp inside of the United States with thousands of people.
Yeah.
What is the reticence to call something that is so clearly a crisis, a crisis?
Mm-hmm. I call it a heartbreaking situation,
oh.
A tremendous challenge.
Why? Why yeah. can they not say it's, the word?
It's heartbreaking. It's basically a sad movie. It's what I'm watching, a sad, sad movie.
What in the world?
Yeah, because they can't, because these people are all, they base everything on their freaking feels. Okay, a couple things from what he just said. First of all, it's like, he calls it heartbreaking, which is, you know, I'm sorry, but you can, if you can't call it a crisis, you have issues. And then he was like, we didn't invite this. We didn't tell these people to come. Somehow he's blame, like he's saying that these
people
were.
He said we've been very clear.
No, you've not been clear. In fact, what you've been clear in doing is inviting them over the border and telling them they're going to get free stuff. This is what you've been clear in doing. This is what your president and your vice president, this is what they did when they campaigned. They said, hey, come on over.
Come on over, baby.
Yeah, they said that to these people. And the people were like, okay, I'm going to do that. And then they came over. And this is what's happening. It's a complete and total crisis. That's where we're at. Oh, my God.
And if you can't say the problem, you can't solve the problem. And so it's one thing for them to just dance around, you know, not linguistics. What's the word? Semantics. It's one thing for them to dance around that. Whatever. Fine. So they don't want to admit that it's a crisis, even though everybody knows it. And we don't need them to say it for us to see what we see with our own eyes. But then when they're actually like sneaking hordes of people across the country to
right.
like give more room at the border for even more people to come, and they're not even telling governors that they're doing that. Of these
right.
states, they're all of a sudden just sending in planes of people overnight that just appear. And states are like, hello,
uh-huh.
what are you doing?
Uh-huh.
It's a
right.
crisis.
It's an absolute crisis. Yeah. So, I mean, these are, like you said, there are tens of thousands of illegal aliens being released into the United States, like tens of thousands just
yeah.
being released willy-nilly all over the place. And for him to say this isn't a crisis, it's like he's lying to her. What pisses me off is that that woman didn't press him on that. I mean,
she did, but then she stopped. That was the end of it.
But that's what I'm saying. She didn't say you're lying.
Right.
You know, like somebody needs to say to this administration, you're lying to us because we can see it. First of all, you shut down the pictures where you didn't want any of us to see what was going on when it started, which was what, a couple weeks ago, they were shutting down pictures. I mean, they didn't want us to see this stuff many, many weeks ago. And then it's gotten so out of hand. It's like they did the FAA was like, well, we're going to go ahead and shut it down. Because, you know, Pete Buttigieg doesn't want you to see these pictures because it's
right.
just, it's hurtful. I mean, it makes all the hurt feelings in our feels. Oh, God. And then finally, we're able to see these pictures. So now even liberals are looking at this stuff and they're like, crap.
Yeah.
And that's why you got the CNNs, this, you know, chick from CNN who's asking the question. But when he comes back to her and says, this isn't a crisis. And oh, by the way, we're going to just like pretend that none of this stuff has happened. We're not releasing tens of thousands of people in, you know, into the United States, into these cities and into these towns that, you know, you guys basically are going to be dealing with them. And oh, by the way, they have COVID. But your kids have to wear masks to school. You know, it's like somebody needs to push back and go, you guys are liars. I mean, you're just such liars at this point. Although I am kind of, you know, excited, maybe not excited is the word, but I mean, I'm maybe relieved that there is one person at CNN that is going, crap, you know, these people are, they're terrible. Like,
well,
this
it's just, I mean, at this point, I don't think they care about optics because they know they can get away with anything.
Yeah.
They know that they can. They are. I mean, like, everything is crumbling around us, and yet Biden can go and address the UN and be like, America's back, man, and
yes.
act like things are great. I mean, they just don't care about optics at this point. And when they have a press that will not push back and demand answers except for one lonely Peter Ducey.
Right.
I mean, they're just getting off scot-free.
Right. And then you have people like Ilhan Omar, who was on, I think she was on Joy Reid's show. You know, of course, Joy Reid is, she's talking about how great all this illegal immigration is and everything. And Ilhan Omar says that we owe the Haitian, like the Haitian migrants, we owe them amnesty. We owe it to
Why?
Them because of the way that we've treated the people of Haiti.
What have we done to Haiti except pile money onto that country? What have we done?
We've not treated them well enough, Mock. And so we owe them. We owe them. The fact that she is saying that we owe anybody at this point anything after the money that we pour into, I mean, her, I mean, a person like her who it like basically feeds and sucks off the American taxpayer. She has the audacity to say that we owe a migrant money. I don't owe anybody anything, you know, as an American taxpayer.
Least of all, Haiti. I mean, right. We've done so much humanitarian stuff for Haiti. You know what is always weird to me about Haiti? They literally share an island with the Dominican Republic. And I'm not trying to say the Dominican Republic is some like super wealthy place, because it's not. But at least it's together. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's a working, functioning country, right, that has a wall, and the Dominicans will not let Haitians cross into their country because amazingly walls work.
Right.
And you have to wonder, what is it about the people of Haiti and the people of the Dominican and their respective governments? Why are those two countries so completely, desperately different? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Figure out that root cause, and then you can sort out the Haiti problem. But like,
well, when it comes to root causes, isn't Kamala supposed to be figuring that out?
She's really good at root causes, you guys.
She's very, very busy figuring out the root causes. Because, I mean, you're right. But you're right about the root causes, because there is a reason that all of these people want to come here. There's a reason that tens of thousands of people are sitting there. And they're, you know, living in squalor right now in that horrible place, in those horrible conditions, just like waiting to get into this country. There's a reason, right? Why do they want to be here so badly? And we've been talking about that for years. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, when you hear all these liberals trash America, point them to all those people.
Yeah.
Point them to those people who are like, they'll do anything to get in here. Why do they want to be in here? So why do they want to get into a country that sucks so hard?
Especially one that's so systemically racist.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Because a lot of those people are black and brown. Mm-hmm. So why would they want to be here? I don't get it.
Before we get to that clip of Peter Ducey being a complete rock star and Jen Psaki being a complete C word, let's talk about gold for a brief moment.
We should talk about gold. I have some gold. And you want me to show you some gold that I have?
Well, I got the same gold because we finally earned our bars, which is great. And we showed in our video this morning, we were able to show the bar of gold and what it looks like when you get your 2.5 gram bar of gold from Acre Gold, which is right, the best place to invest in actual tangible physical gold that you can get in the mail and then put in your safe for safekeeping, and know that you've got the safe, stable investment to add to your portfolio. And Acre makes it so easy because you've got this 3-tiered subscription service, either $30, $50, or $100 a month. And then you earn your way to that 2.5 gram bar of gold, and you just keep getting them as you pay your subscription dues. And you start collecting a stockpile, and it's a really nice, like, peace of mind type of investment that you have in your home.
You know what I love? This is something that kind of blew my mind, is that Acre Gold is one of the very few affordable, tangible things that you can buy right now that's going to be worth anything in 5 years. Think about that.
Yeah.
Like, that is, it's kind of sad, but it's also kind of awesome. So buy it. Buy gold. Buy Acre Gold, you guys. If you buy it now, in 5 years, you're going to look back and go, I've got gold in my hand, in my safety deposit box or wherever. But
in your possession.
Right. Exactly. It's something tangible that mm-hmm. you can save. It's fantastic. So visit getacregold.com/chicks and invest in physical gold today.
You can also, if you want to try to win a free bar of gold, they're doing a giveaway, and all you have to do to qualify is tweet or post and say why you should be the winner, and just mention @get_acre. That's @get_acre. Again, go to getacregold.com/chicks and start your subscription immediately. You will not be disappointed. All right, let me show you this. Let me play you this sound of Peter Ducey trying very hard to question Psaki on how little sense any of their policies, particularly around vaccines, work at the border.
Who fly into the country. So if somebody walks into the country right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again, Peter, how our process works. As individuals come across the border, and they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. These are individuals, as we've noted and as we've been discussed, we are expelling individuals based on Title 42. Specifically because of COVID, because we want to prevent a scenario where large numbers of people are gathering, posing a threat to the community and also to the migrants themselves. So those are the policies that we put in place, in large part because, again, the CDC continues to recommend Title 42 be in place, given we're facing a global pandemic.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so this is the thing. So if I'm like... Listen, I'm not planning on staying at a restaurant for very long, so why do I have to prove that I'm vaccinated?
Yeah. And why have we cut off travel from so many European countries into the United States?
Right. I'm not planning on staying.
They're just visiting. What's the problem?
I'm not planning on staying for a long period of time. Like, what kind of freaking stupid ass logic is that?
I think that's why she was flipping through her book so hard.
It's just ridiculous. Because you know what? Because there is no logic. Just like there is no science with these people.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. They're not planning on staying. Where are they going to go? Of course they're going to stay. Of course they're going to stay. And you know what? For a lot of them, we're going to pay for them to stay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing. So don't give us your crap.
It's amazing. It's amazing what they think that we can't see and hear with our own eyes and ears.
Right.
They're just like, if I say this enough times, people will believe it. They'll believe that the emperor has an amazing coat on. You know what I mean?
It's
and we're
amazing.
All like, hey, you guys, the emperor's naked. We can all see it.
We
can see
it.
His dingly dangly right there.
It's right there. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see it.
But we can see it. We can see it. It's right there, you guys.
It's so
quit
shriveled.
Trying to tell us he's got fancy clothes on.
It's so shriveled and old. I don't want to see it. I don't. Nobody wants to see that, Mark.
Nobody mm-hmm. wants to see that.
No.
By the way, I think it was the chief of Border Patrol, the former one that Biden fired, who was like actually really effective, but Biden didn't want anybody to be on that team that had anything to do with Trump. And so that guy is now speaking out and saying, here's what this actually means for everybody. So like super unsophisticated, like loser cartel or not even cartel people are smuggling and making money off of getting people across the border, right? Like
right.
They're making tons of money. And these are people that don't know anything about anything. So think about how easy it is for the most sophisticated strategic terrorists to do the exact same freaking thing.
Totally. Without question. Without question.
And they don't care.
It's complete insanity, right? And that's happening. Like dangerous, dangerous things are happening right now, pouring into our country, not to mention drugs, not to mention fentanyl, which can kill our families, people in your families. That's happening. And it's happening. It's happening right now. I mean, the fact that that's happening and the fact that COVID is happening, they should have shut the borders. They should have just shut them already.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to even bring him up because people are going to be like, you guys are such Trump followers. But he would have shut the border. And that would have been the responsible thing to do right now.
He would have finished the wall.
Right. That actually would have been a responsible thing to do. What's not responsible is this. The State Department in a press release said that this administration, the Biden administration, has recommended an increase in the refugee admissions target from 62,500 in fiscal year 2021 to 125,000 in fiscal year 2022 to address needs generated by humanitarian crises around the globe.
Of their own making, because they brought how many thousands of Afghans here?
Right. So we're going to increase. Okay. How is that?
They wanted a fundamental transformation of the country under Obama, and he's making sure that that is exactly what they're getting.
I guess. Yeah. Because you know that Biden is not the puppet. I'm sorry. He's not the puppeteer. He's mm-hmm. just the puppet. And so, you know, somebody is definitely finishing that transformation and it's happening.
Yeah.
And we're seeing it right before our very eyes because damn.
And now, like, it was so, was it at the press? Yeah, I think it was at Psaki's presser where I heard a back and forth between her and one of the, you know, liberal national media people. And this woman who was Black was asking, why are we so quick to, like, get rid of and deport Haitians, but not like Latinos, right? Like, why are we like rushing to deport Haitians, but not the South Americans? Like, isn't that racist? Like, now they're actually trying to prioritize and say, because we're being harsher on Haitians somehow, I don't know, than we are on South American people who are crossing. Now the administration is being accused of racist. I'm eating it up because I'm like, anytime they want to use their own crap against themselves, whatever. It's a joy to watch. But that's the hole that they've dug for themselves.
Yeah. I mean, I do find it interesting, though, because this administration, now they're like, you know, we'll take all the refugees. But where were they when Cubans were trying to flee communist Cuba?
Yeah.
Where were they? I mean, they literally were like, we're going to make the sea voyage to come over and flee a communist freaking country. And then the Biden administration were like, no, you can't. You can't come here. You're not welcome because you guys are going to vote Republican.
Right. Exactly.
You're going to vote Republican. Right. So you can't come. But the rest of y'all that are going to vote Democrat, we're giving
come
up.
On over. Come on over, baby.
Yeah. It's like, we're going to give you free Biden and Kamala t-shirts. And so you can come on over and we're going to let you guys come. But the Cubans, you guys aren't welcome. No, we don't like Gloria Estefan's music. No. We don't want you to shake your congas. No. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
We need to talk about our good friends from Chamonix for a moment, because, and by the way, hope you guys all caught our Instagram live from Vegas.
It was lit.
That we did about our good friends Chamonix, who of course make the incredible line of GenuCell skincare products, which we are huge fans of and use all the time.
All the time.
And they have products that are good for anybody's skin. Whatever your issues are, they can help you solve them. What's neat about Chamonix and GenuCell's line in particular, and by the way, GenuCell, it's all plant stem cell technology. It's very high tech. And they put together, they curate their own packages and then allow you to buy like a bunch of products at a time and they put them in various packages so you can choose between them. And if you use our special website to order, then you get 50% or more off of those packages.
That is awesome. I love this. Chamonix wants you to see the results for yourself. And right now you can save 50% off all GenuCell packages, including customer favorites like GenuCell under eye bags and puffiness and GenuCell immediate effects for results in as little as 12 hours. 50%, you guys. Hurry. Go to lovegenucell.com/chicks to receive 50% off all GenuCell packages. That's lovegenucell.com/chicks. lovegenucell.com/chicks.
We got reviews this week.
Yay!
Yeah. So we got from Eli or Ellie? Eli. E-L-I is Eli, right? Okay.
Yeah,
so that's who this is from. And so that person wrote, love these ladies. It's so nice to have a like-minded conservative community led by these smart, knowledgeable, witty, and fun women. They make me laugh every day. Keep doing what you do, ladies. There's a need out here that you are filling like no one else. Heart, Eli G.
I love it.
I think it's Eli.
That's so good. It's Eli.
Okay.
I think.
I'm just not positive. And then from Mopar Car Girl, that person wrote, love, love, love you too. I've hooked a few friends onto you and we love talking about your show, which is also so nice.
That is really nice.
I love it when people take the time to go to the Apple podcasts, the Apple iTunes podcast platform. You can find this podcast on any podcast platform, basically, but it really helps kind of boost us a bit when you leave a review and a nice comment for us on that particular platform. And then you also have a chance of it being read on a future show.
We love being boosted. It's like being goosed.
I mean, it's not really the same.
Kinda. A little bit.
So in the meantime, where can folks find us?
All the the platforms. First and foremost, our website, which is chicksontheright.com, and that's where you can basically find everything. And then all the social medias, at chicksonright, at Instagram, Twitter, Rumble, all the other places, social media, at chicksonright. And then the Facebooks, the regular Facebook page, which is Chicks on the Right. And then there is a Facebook group that you can be a part of. There's a Facebook Insiders group that is just like a nominal fee, but it's so worth it because there are no trolls there, and you can join that group as well. Fabulous, fabulous people. And I think that I've covered all the bases.
I think that's pretty much it. Yeah. And of course, subscribe to this podcast and tell all your friends, because we appreciate that. And yes, we'll just talk to you next week.
Absolutely. You guys have a great one. Bye. Bye.
Look, politics are stressful right now, but there are much better ways for conservatives to spend their time than to see what mood Joe Manchin might be in for a given vote, or which special interest group on the left will steamroll Joe Biden today. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast, and we'll give you the day's good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives with some much-needed laughs on the side. So please join us. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.